age is so good, I'm about to catch a heat stroke. I turn him to a ghost, hit him with the deep dough. And if you break my heart, I'm crying in his rose. After that, I'ma sweep this pussy on his nose. And after that, baby boy, you know how this go. This that big fashion shit, once I bust, we hit the road. I love them crib niggas, we begging me for more. Yo, a crib nigga, but he know I go ape shit. This purple hair, you can say I'm on my grape shit. I ride it good, he fantasizing on some fake shit. And once he busts, I giggle, don't say shit. The name is Dally, he know that I'm a baddie. In the face, cover it all, said I never need a fatty. Keep an iPhone in the trap, me ain't no nigga finna trap me. Niggas love my slogan, he gon' eat it in the backseat. Pull up like a taxi, on him, I'm real nasty. Real life bars, he told me to keep it classy. Tell him, please pass me, no one is gonna pass me. When it comes to the money, you better run it fast. If I do it, I do it, you know we get into it. Yo, my bars is a match, and them bitches a nuisance. And them bitches is pussy, so I get the douche. Yo, Dally and Betty, but Tyson be coolin'.
Yes, 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 yes. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Peace, YouTube. Y'all already know the vibes, man. Y'all know the voice. Yeah. That's the voice of the streets, you know what I'm saying? Y'all know who that is. We play her almost all the time in our intro songs. She's at all our showcase events. She's in all the videos. You know what I'm saying? And she's a part of the pod, you know what I'm saying? Cool. Yeah, it's probably like her third, fourth time on this pod already, you know what I'm saying? Yo, pardon me. Holding the microphone, you know what I'm saying?
It's crazy.
I forgot an integral piece to the pod, so it's all right, though. We keep it moving, you know what I mean? But like I said, man, we got Big Tyson in the building, fact, Dally fact, Tyson.
Big Tyson.
Right.
I ain't gonna lie, I missed that call. I called my job back, yo, but it's
all right. Oh shit.
Yeah, man. Called me like, all right.
The money call.
I'll be back at you in like 30-35 minutes, you heard?
Word,
right
nigga.
Back at y'all.
Like I said, right back.
It's good though. How you feeling, Dally?
I've been talking
to that mic.
I've been alright, man. I ain't gonna lie, it's been a rocky road. It's always a rocky road for me though. Like my life is just a rocky road. That would have been like my life name. Rocky road. Probably documentary name.
There you go.
Life of Dally Tyson.
The Rocky Road.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. But now you feel me, y'all? Like, I've been getting there, getting through it. You feel me? Trying to knock down all these new songs I'm writing and stuff. Trying to get to drop some stuff and stuff, yeah.
That's all we could do right now, you know what I mean? Get through life, you know what I mean? As positively as we can, you know what I mean? Shit gonna come our way.
It's gonna be rough. It's gonna be rough.
Should've come our way.
That's how we get through it.
But yeah, welcome back to the Donko and D-Reek and Hippie Show. This is episode 279, if I'm not mistaken. We are your hosts.
Donko.
And the highest hippie in the room, D-Reek and Hippie, of course. And we got Dally Tyson in the building.
That's right.
That's an opening song right there was... That was, what was it titled again? Go Crazy? Which one was that?
Beast Mode.
There we go. My fault. I was just looking at it off Decisive, right?
Yeah.
That was the last EP that you put up?
Yes, that was my last EP.
What was that? Like 6 tracks, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I like the artwork on there. We was just like mummering over it over here. Like already knowing you as an artist and then seeing that artwork before I heard the project, I was like, yo, the ascension. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's different.
Everybody was telling me get a creative director behind the album cover, and I was just like, man, I've been making my album covers by myself.
So you did that dolo?
Yeah, I do all my album covers by myself.
That's what's up.
Because
that's something that really grabbed me towards this project. What was your thought process behind that?
The artwork.
Because it looks... I'm going to put a picture of it in the beginning. You know what I'm saying? Y'all going to see it.
Yeah, so Decisive, it was me letting go like a whole bunch of toxic and baggage that I had, just you know, because sometimes I make songs just to make them,
right?
And I would never put them out, but I feel like sometimes when I make songs just to make them, it's not me just making them just to make them, it got a reason behind it, and I feel like I hold a lot of baggage through that music. So why not just put that shit out, get that shit off my chest, let other people hear it, you know? And yeah, 9 times out of 10, my fans ain't dumb. Boss Nation know what's up. They gonna pick up what I put down. So yeah.
Yeah, that's a fact. Sorry. You have to wait another 30 minutes, 30 to 35 minutes.
That's enough. That's for somebody else waiting 30, 35
you
minutes.
You know what I'm saying? But
that's dope. I like that because a lot of people tend to go to a lot of other graphic designers now because you have so many graphic designers, especially on social media. A lot of people tend to just be like, yo, I'm going to let them do my artwork and just feed what they want and let them do it. So
yeah,
to have your creativity be...
I tried it once.
Mm-hmm.
I tried the you know, I ain't going to lie, I tried it with my bro, but it's just like, I ain't going to lie, my son made me some Transformer shit, and I'm just like, bro, that's not the concept of the song. But you went around everything I did. Like, my thing was, I used to work with son, so like, I guess he was smack. Because I brought mm-hmm. him edibles, but he never was like a smoker or anything. So I guess he was just throttled for that.
He had just seen Transformers the night before. He was like, yo, listen, man, Bumblebee.
Yeah, like, and it's crazy. That's exactly what the fuck he
that's
made
crazy,
me.
That's crazy, see? You like, seen the movie.
Oh,
watch the movie.
That shit was ridiculous. I'm like, yeah, no.
So for you to like be like, I know the vision that I want, and for it to come from you and put it out there, I think that's dope. And for it to be fire, that's just... You know what I'm saying? I recognize that if nobody else would, that's fire.
Yeah,
so what is it exactly that you portraying on that cover? Like, you got the scales on your face. What's the mm-hmm. stuff that's growing from the top of your head? You know what I'm saying? From your hair and stuff. Like, what is it exactly?
So it's basically she's a an alien. She's an.
It's cool.
She's basically like a alien goddess. So mm-hmm. that's she's different. Mm-hmm. She's not like everybody else. Mm. In other words, you know, she's unique. She looks different. Everything about her is just different.
That's what I got. I got I don't know if you watch like Teen Titans or shit like that. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Like a Raven.
Yeah.
Like that type of shit. I was like, "Oh, it was something else. They kind of showed. It's not no mummy shit. It's something else. They kind of a movie that kind of showed that type of character that was like a queen
out of this world type character
that's doing everything
that you.
So when I seen it, that's what I took from it. Like, you know what I mean?
I also try to make it like really like sort of like universe-y.
Mm-hmm.
So like. Because I do have a lot of stuff on my mind, and that I feel like that was me catering to the actual project itself,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
with being so much different genres of music and stuff, and it being the emotional gangster bitch project everybody mm-hmm. was waiting for. So I try to put it like, you know, I'm an alien goddess, you feel me? But
right.
there's still 1,000 shit on my mind that sometimes I even look at the mirror and be like, how the fuck am I going to do this?
Yeah.
Like... So it was
six songs on the EP, you know what I'm saying? Let's run through the track list real quick. You got 21. She you performed that at one of our showcase events, right? One
I
or
did.
Two
at
of them?
The Verses, I believe.
You did that at
definitely
the 21. Verses?
21, I ain't gonna lie.
That's one of my tracks.
Yeah, 21.
Right, that shit is fire.
Yeah.
I think so. I think that played. She did a few tracks at the Verses. That was...
Nah, at the Verses, she killed that shit. You know what I'm saying? She keep asking me behind the scenes. She like, yo, when my Verses coming on?
Yo,
you know
who want it?
Yeah, man.
Is there a lot of like, not to say it sound like this, or, you know what I mean? A lot of female MCs that you run into, like, in the independent lane, don't got a big catalog. You know what I'm saying? They got, like, one or two songs, and most of them be, like, sample songs. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? So it be hard... For me to do anything,
we can find
them. Some. Pause,
we find
you know
somebody.
Mean? Yeah, we'll find somebody. We got somebody in mind. You know what I'm saying? We got somebody in mind. Shout out to the homie. She gonna be at the showcase event. You
okay,
know what I'm
okay,
saying? We'll talk
okay,
more in
okay,
person. You
okay,
know what I
okay,
mean?
Okay.
It's all love. It's all love. But
yeah.
I ain't gonna
that's what
lie.
It's about.
I got a
she
good
coming for
over
niggas
150
next.
Songs for y'all niggas.
That's what I be saying.
So come correct and be ready, nigga. Cause you don't know what I'm coming with to that table.
Jesus Christ!
And I'm about to hit the studio.
That's a banana. That's a banana clip. That's a banana clip.
And I'm about to hit the studio in 2 weeks. New project this summer.
The fuck is you talking about?
You know what I'm saying?
Definitely. You gonna catch me on a couple niggas tracks that y'all gonna be like, what the fuck?
Oh shit!
Yeah, bro.
So,
yeah, I was at the video shoot. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I got another one.
How you felt about that song though?
That song.
Just the song, you know what I mean? The the fucking performances on the song, each of y'all, you know what I'm saying? I like the song. I like how the video might turn out, you know what I mean? Because I ain't see the whole video yet.
Yeah, so it's basically, you know, four of us on the track and stuff like that. So when I first, you know, heard the song and it was sent over to me, I was like, I was sketchy on it. Because I did not know how, at first I did not know how to go with it. And because I heard he was having another female on a song as well. So perhaps if it was just like me and the two, you know, two niggas, it would have been like, okay, I know how to come out on this.
Yeah, you know how to approach it.
But being that it was another female, like I had to keep it from, I wanted to keep it from being all sexy and stuff like that. Okay. Because personally, I just don't get down like that in general. But I could have made the song more sexier, you get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But a part of me is just like, yo, the hood, no, I'm gangster, so I'm gonna have to come out like a gangster on this track regardless. So
mm-hmm.
That was just how I took it. Everybody did their part. They did what they had to do. I feel like certain parts, you feel me, niggas, we could have worked on more. I'm excited for the video though. They always say the video makes the song.
Mm-hmm. So, especially in this town.
Yes. So that video is gonna be crazy. Like that video is like top tier. Like I never like
That night was mad fun. Like,
that night was like
everybody was vibing and shit. You know what I'm saying? I like that he had the this nigga. Shout out to Frost, man.
And
that's
shout
my
out, shout out because yeah, it's coming.
Oh, she got the shirt on. Them niggas, yo bro, them niggas came with the t-shirts, bro. Them shits was like kid sizes. She was like, yo, this a large. That shit look like an extra small. shout out to Frost, but it look official. You know what I'm saying?
Is that a large? Maybe it just had a stretch into it.
Mm-hmm. You got
you know what I mean? And then he had each of their names on balloons. He had the verses on the balloons and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? So it was cool.
Shout out to Frost, man. Always, man.
That's
so what do you like that bag? You like the feature bag? Because you say you got over 150 tracks. So
yeah. So my thing is, when it comes to me writing songs, it's just like I don't be hearing other niggas on my track.
Right.
I did, like I said, y'all, I tried this and it makes me scared to try it again. This is why, but I got to get out of that shell. Because like I try to put somebody on another song and a nigga did so horrible, I just scrapped the whole song. I didn't even want it no more. I didn't want the bars that I write. I did not want the whole, just throw the fucking shit in the garbage.
But did you have anything to do with that? Like, was that a person that you chose or did somebody bring that person to you?
Nah, personally, like, you feel me? Like, hey, we could work. You want to work with me? I'm willing to work.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying? But I just don't like to do that track for track shit.
Yeah. Because
The same, you're not going to body my track the same way I'm going to body your track.
Mm.
Once I get on your track as an automatic body, you're going to love the verse. Everybody's going to love the verse. It is what it is. And I never get no backlash on. I never gotten no backlash on.
On features.
This is not a good verse. I don't, never. So it's like,
I think a lot of artists forget that this is a competitive sport.
Right.
So I always love your approach to the craft. Your craft and music. It's like, listen.
Because it's like, okay, so I would hear a
living
song.
Living my name.
It's like, yeah, like literally Google me. Like I say it all the time. Google me, please. Like,
that's the first thing I remember you saying. Yeah, Google me.
I'm not saying I'm not saying on all the songs that I'm on, they're like top tier songs.
Right.
I'm not talking about recent songs that I'm working on getting on or anything, but I do have songs in the past where, yes, I gave out an ass verse before. Because when I first started, you know, I always thought money was the key. But baby, money is the root of all evilness, especially in this industry.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you gotta find people that really fuck with you. If they don't fuck with you, baby, they're gonna break you.
They're gonna use you for what they need.
They're gonna break your ass. And if you get broken, that's on you. Like,
you gotta, and you've been through that stuff, right? Like, you've been one foot in the industry and saw people play those type of games and all that type shit already.
Of course.
That's what I'm saying. So like the way that you moving now, it shows that, cause you have that hunger to be like, yo, let me prove you wrong that I know the right decision that I made. I wasn't gonna let you play me. Son, this nigga right here, bro. Bro, you go on her grave. If she be like, if you see a story and it says, I ain't have time, I got time today though, it's about to be on for the whole day, bro. For somebody, it's about to be
listen,
on.
Listen, y'all. It's like,
I'll be in the crib because I see her as a little sister, bro.
Yeah.
I'll be like, yo, chill, bro. But I would never tell her to chill because
you gotta let her go. You
that's
know
her. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's the human that she is, and you handle shit how you handle shit, and you know you gotta a squad behind you. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, regardless, I stand on my own too, and I know niggas got me. So don't try to play me.
Whenever I ask you about Dolly, you be like, yo,
this nigga. Every showcase event, bro. I don't know how she catch me. Like when she walk in, I'm doing something, and she's always standing behind me. No, I'll be like, yo, bro.
I don't stand like that. I'm not broadback. Okay, I'm a little broadback. I ain't gonna lie. My mother birthed the quarterback. I always say that. Okay?
Got the little broadback shoulders like this. You know
but
what
you
saying?
Know, she made me like. They made me like this for a reason. God got a purpose for me on this earth. I probably got to be this big built bitch. You never know. I got to carry my mother somewhere or something. Right. You know? I got the strength for that.
I got you.
Chill, y'all. Yeah, you feel me.
Big Tyson.
That's just a metaphor for you could carry.
Yeah.
You could carry whatever comes your way. You know what I'm saying? You strong enough to do that. You know
gotta walk that
and
rocky road.
And it's big Virgo shit. You know what I'm saying?
Gotta that's, walk that rocky road. Yeah.
Listen, I don't know what he's talking about. Virgo. I know it's big Leo energy. Like.
Hey.
That's that big Leo right here, and not the July one.
August.
That's why thank I you. Always say Virgo, cause she in August, bro. I keep forgetting she like
August Leo,
she
y'all.
She early August.
July Leos is not Leos. Y'all is Cancers, and I'ma need y'all to stay there.
My brother August 6th.
I say that about like. December Caps. Niggas not Capricorn.
I say that about September Virgos. They kind of different.
Shit is crazy.
It's different.
Yeah, they kind of different. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But this project, like we was talking about, I just want to get back to it real quick, cause it was a real personal project. You know what I'm saying? The very last song, I don't want to get the name wrong. What is it that you for your cousin?
Oh yeah, that wasn't on the tape.
Sure.
That was a Lucy. Yeah.
That was Lucy?
Yeah, that was a Lucy.
But it was around the same time as this project, right? Or a little before?
Probably a little before. Yeah. Okay. Because she performed, I remember she performed it and then was saying that the project was dropping.
Yeah.
Because
I'll be high, but I'll be
because the, you know, condolences and rest in peace to your cousin, you know what I'm saying? It's coming. The day is coming up back around, right? The anniversary or whatever. Anniversary. Because I don't never know what word to say.
420. Yeah.
420. I ain't going to lie, y'all.
We just doing the show.
Listen, y'all. This, not because she's sitting here, Cole. I fuck with her.
You don't got to tell me that until you're telling them that. You know
that. This showcase that's coming up was supposed to be on Thursday, 420.
Mm-hmm.
Dolly is always on my bills, and she was like, yo, bro, I'm dead not making that day. I can make the next day or the day before. Mm-hmm. I was like, I'm not doing no show on no Wednesday. So I said, all right, I'm moving it to the 21st. Fuck that. They made 420 into a white man's holiday, you know what I mean?
I'll remind you.
We make our own. But out of respect for that, I was like, yo, all of y'all gonna have to come the 21st. And everybody was like, yo, we good.
I'll remind you, because that's what just reminded me when she said it. Our show last year, Dolly was on the bill.
Yeah,
she performed.
No, I didn't.
You did.
That was April.
But it was after. It was after.
Yeah,
what happened.
A few days after.
You didn't.
It was
cook.
A few
she
days
couldn't make
after.
It to
we
the July
it.
One.
No, she ain't make it to that one. She you performed at this show, but it wasn't the same day.
Yeah. Because
I remember you being at the show and speaking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And saying, I'm here because she would want me to be here.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah.
We was in Flatbush or something. We was over there. Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, I remember that shit too. Yeah.
That's
why.
Yeah, so condolences and all that. Yeah, so we going to party for real next week.
Yeah.
We partying for real. It's out.
I ain't going to lie. Yeah, but the 20th, like, is really, like, that shit was crazy, man. Cause niggas don't understand. Like me and my cousin, like, ain't gonna lie, that was my hitter. Mm-hmm. If I told her to get you, bitch, run, cause she gon' get your ass. Like, that was my little cousin, but she was on go and she ain't give a fuck. And I love that about her. And she was like me.
Yeah.
That was like me, just in a different form. And that's what I loved about her.
Mm-hmm.
Cause she's bitchy like me. She don't take the bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
She's ready to fuck a bitch up if you try her.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it is what it is.
It's twin.
It was just like, you know, she was sick, y'all, and it's like that was like my sister, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I took it hard. I'm still taking it hard, you know. I still can't believe it's a year.
Like,
that shit just felt like yesterday.
Yeah.
Like, it's
and I could tell you from from personal experience, both of us, we just lost a cousin to cancer.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
And I lost a cousin my sophomore year of high school, if I'm not mistaken, gun violence.
Like that.
You know what I'm saying? And he was like, he was like one of the only persons in life that I like look up to, because he was a year older than me. So he was the oldest grandson next to me, you know what I'm saying? And we was mad cool. And when he passed, it hit me like that, like, where the gun at? I'm going over there to the hood. Yo, like, yo, what's up? You know, cause he died off gun violence, and it was like mistaken identity, you know what I'm saying?
Wasn't even for him.
So it was just like, that was whack, you know what I'm saying? But so rest in peace to Galito. I know he always watching over me when I put this mic on, you know what I'm saying? Cause he was a DJ, he would have been right here with me doing this podcast shit, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So rest in peace to him.
Probably spending the music.
Rest in peace to David, you know what I'm saying? Rest in peace to everybody that we lost. Well, I don't know your cousin's name. What was your cousin's name?
Brianna.
Rest in peace to Brianna, you know what I'm saying? For real, man. Shit is different out here. And we gotta learn to, and it's crazy, as humans, we gotta learn to live with this part of the life, you know what I'm saying? The death part. And it's like, damn, that shit sucks. But not like it gets better, but it like, it does get better, you know what I'm saying? Because you know that person is on your side always, you know what I mean?
So but my thing is like, it's really crazy how the world works, is because like my family is really spiritual, so it's just like 9 times out of 10 we know who's about to go before that person goes, and it's the scariest shit ever. Like,
yeah,
and it's sad to say, like, I never really like admitted it, but I been knew my cousin was gonna pass away 2 months before she passed away. Because she admitted it to me. And I seen that shit in a vision. And my grandmother came to me while I was wide awake. I got scared. I thought I was fucking crazy. Like, it was just a lot of spiritual shit going on, yo. And I was just like, all right, if this is what they bringing to me, then this is what I got to get ready for. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you got to live with it.
And that's crazy.
My godson was born after that. Like, shit is crazy. Like, her sister was pregnant at the time, and then we just lost my aunt 2 months before that. So it was just like a whole roller coaster.
It's like something, not like replacing something, but like coming in the place of that thing that you lost.
Life takes and gives.
Yeah.
And it's crazy that people say that, is because they took two, they brung one. And it's just like, you just say when they take one, they bring one. But if you take two, where the other one that you bringing?
In time.
You feel me?
Like, in time. Like,
in time.
You know what I'm saying?
In time.
Shit is crazy.
Yeah. It's just,
it's crazy. Because actually, one of my other cousins is pregnant. I just found that out. And she's having a girl. Like, I'm so excited for that.
There you go.
You get to cultivate come back a new around. Relationship. You know what I'm saying?
I got a boy and a girl, y'all.
Yeah. Grooming these youngins. You know what I'm saying?
Teaching.
Come here.
Yeah. More teaching.
So this project been out for a little while. Like you said, you about to hit the booth again in 2 weeks. So what's the plan for the summer?
Well, honestly, I'm getting on everybody's track.
Smash everything.
Track. I don't give a fuck if your song is trash. Just send the open verse. At this point, I'll make your song lit for you. Don't listen because of me.
Send that track. Send that bread. You know what I'm saying?
Not even, y'all, because listen, I be doing these features for free out here, man. I be giving away features for free.
Well, like, listen, y'all just heard it.
And it's not even that. Like, listen, the money going to come regardless.
That's a fact.
But you can't be money hungry once you sit. Nigga, I've been in this game for almost 15 years now. This is my 14th year being in this industry.
And super
nigga,
veteran.
You think I'm fucking hungry for a dollar? Nigga, did I ever charge you for me to perform at one of your shows?
Nah, you didn't ever bring that shit up.
Nigga, what? Nigga said, nah, you want me to? I'm coming, bro. I got you, like.
So you want work? To work.
It's not about that. And I feel like being an artist is bigger than that. You gotta see. You got what I'm saying? You gotta visualize other people and how they do it, and know how you're what you're not gonna do.
Right.
Because a lot of people be doing some crazy shit. You just gotta analyze, bro.
That's
all a
fact.
Look and a listen, and you'll learn.
That's a fact. And you just dropped a gem, because a lot of people are not like students of music or like study it, really. A lot of the biggest artists like started out free shows. You know what I'm saying? They had to. You know what I mean? I think it's more so in the lane of hip hop, where we coming from the streets. It's like, yo, bro, Mm-hmm. You need to get paid everything. Yeah. You don't know what that is going to turn into. You know what I'm saying? So,
right about that. If you think you're about to get paid, who are you?
Yeah.
That's what niggas going to say to you. Yeah. Who the fuck are you that I got to pay you?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's a fact.
I got that once for a showcase. When I reached out to a person, he was like, yo, you know, I got a fee. I said, oh, word? That's what's up? Yo, I'ma holler at you, bro. Like, no disrespect. I don't wanna, you know what I mean? It's just that I'm not at that point, you know what I mean? And when I do get to that point, I know what artists that I'ma fuck with to get paid. You know what happened during the verses behind the scenes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody ate.
Yeah.
Everybody ate that night, bro.
Definitely.
Because that's how I fuck, you know what I mean? That's how I fuck around. And when I get to that point, that's how we gonna do shit, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's like, everything, you gotta compartmentalize shit. Put it where it's supposed to go.
It's better that way.
Yep.
Yeah, you gotta put
every
it where it's supposed to go.
Every time you try to get paid, and you bring 50 people through the door.
And you know what's funny?
You know what I'm saying?
I was just schooling some of my young bloods, because me working, you know, these 9-to-5 jobs going around, I really meet young artists, you feel me? And I'm already in the game. Like, I used to work at Pizza Hut.
Yeah.
And before I introduced myself, niggas knew who the fuck I was. They seen me on TV.
Mm.
They described what the fuck I was wearing.
Mm.
From head to toe. Mm. My hair was pink. They was like, no, bitch, you had purple hair.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you seen
for real. So it's like, you get what I'm saying? I had a young artist, yo, Dally, I want to learn this, I want to learn that. And it's just like, people don't listen to me. So it's like, certain people take my advice and they'll listen. And they'll be like, oh my God, Dally, you was right. Da-da-da. Yeah, nigga, I was going to steer you wrong. Like, you asked for advice.
That's a fact.
Like, y'all asking for shit that I could charge y'all for, because I don't need to give this information out. I keep telling niggas.
The game is to be sold, not told. You know what I'm saying? Like, I be getting that now, like 6 years into this. A lot of people ask me, like, yo, how you start a pod, what you do, this, that. And sometimes I be like, let me try to keep the good shit to myself. But the best thing that I can tell you is start that shit, nigga.
Just get started.
Just start that shit, because ain't nobody else going push yourself like you gonna push yourself. You can ask us whatever you want to, but eventually it's how you want it to look, how you want it to sound.
And what you apply.
Yeah, what you apply to it. You know what I'm saying? We shoot 2 times. We just shot 2 days ago.
Yeah.
We dropped the episode today. Like,
yeah.
And we recording. You know what I'm saying? Like, it depends what you put into what you're doing. So when Dally tells you she got 100+ songs, that's putting that 10,000 hours in, bro. You know what I'm saying? You should listen to something that she says. You know what I mean? Even if you're not going to apply everything, you might be able to pick something up. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And the main thing, and it's like, I have a few selective that I still give advice to. You feel me?
Mm.
But it's like, I be telling these niggas, I teach them how to own rights to their own music. And people don't know that's important in this game.
Extremely.
That's the main reason.
That's the number one thing.
That's the main thing you're doing the music for, right? The bag. But if you don't own your rights, then
you ain't getting to it. You ain't really getting to it.
How you going
to
sell your music? How you going to sell your name? How you going
to
do it?
And it's like, you know, when people don't listen to me, I just be like, all right, now I'm going to just go register your song and own your rights to your song.
Yeah.
Since you don't want to listen. Because at this point, I tried to tell you.
That's some Michael Jackson shit.
These artists is grimy. Listen, Michael Jackson did it to Eminem, y'all. Y'all can't.
That nigga did it. Fuck Eminem. That nigga did it to the Beatles. He said, yo, how much would you want for your whole catalog? The nigga gave him a number, and he put 100 on top of that number.
Like, nigga, like, the shit is now right in your face. Like,
now I own it.
Thank you.
And, you know, and it's
spend them records.
It's not for me to be a bitch, you know?
Nah.
But it's just like, I just got to show you now.
Yeah.
Because you ain't believe it, so I'm going to show you.
That's good business. That's good business.
You should have listened.
Nigga, you should buy it, nigga. That's good business.
That's like Lola Brooke putting out Don't Play With It 2 years ago, right? I believe it was 2 years ago she put that out. And it's taking off now. And she don't have a business right. And somebody's swooping in.
Yeah.
And taking it.
Mm-hmm.
You could be mad, but it's like, you're supposed to have your shit.
That's
right.
Exactly what happened with that, not to bring his name up, but that's exactly what happened with that Troy Ave and Manolo Rowe song, right?
I don't know the I don't think Manolo had. I remember it was something like that.
But I think he won some money off that the court case or something.
Yeah.
No, was it that one? I think it's that other song that Troy Ave dropped. I don't know, but like y'all saying, you got to make sure you got your business.
You got to have it right, because somebody had come through, and it's a nasty business.
Take your shit that you put.
And business is business. You know what I'm saying? So. Just have your shit right.
What?
Or somebody own you.
So besides features, you gonna work on another project?
I would say yes, but then again I wanna say no.
Yeah.
Cause so, I feel like, nigga, I just put out 50 songs in a matter of 2 years. It's crazy.
Yeah.
This shit is crazy to me. Like, how the fuck I did it? I don't know. Like, that's crazy to me. Like,
classics though too.
You ever think of like going through those songs and being like, all right, it's like I mentioned, Lola Brooke's song popped after 2 years. And you being like, yo, let me push this. Let me try to push this again, see where it go.
Of course, but meanwhile, while I'm doing that, it's just like so much revenue because I had, like I said, Boss Nation is like a mixture genre of mad motherfuckers that just like everybody got their preference. So it's like one person wants this, another person wants that. So I sit here and I do these like little yes and no's or the little votes and shit.
Okay, yeah.
So I take those votes and however my fans is vote, and I'll sit there and be like, all right, so I know what they want to hear.
This is what they
want. I don't know how to make the next project.
Makes sense.
But it's like, I just got one February.
You can wait a little bit. You got to let it build. Let that beat build.
Another album, I will say I'll push that for about like 2024.
Okay.
Maybe 2025. Cause I'm trying to,
it's
a while for the next album.
The way time moving, 2025 be here tomorrow.
Yeah, type shit. Nigga, just blink. It's COVID.
You know what I'm saying?
That's a fact. You're
like, goddamn, remember COVID? Niggas gonna be like, remember?
It's already almost May. Yeah.
Remember COVID? Nigga, that shit
was
5 years ago.
That was 3 years ago, 4 years ago.
You know what I'm saying?
2019? That's crazy. 2019.
Listen, that wasn't no pandemic. That was a bandemic. If you missed out, that's crazy.
I definitely did.
Yeah, I missed a little bit.
Crazy.
I got in late.
I ain't miss out at all.
So it's crazy. I ain't miss
out. Timestamp right there. That's the title of this episode.
I ain't miss out.
That's a fact.
You know what I'm saying?
Homie came with an opportunity and it was like, let's get it.
I ain't gonna front.
Nah, the homie came to the crib with an opportunity for me and Cole. Me and Cole was like,
I ain't gonna front. If I wasn't working, I'd have definitely been out here getting to it. But I still was working through the pandemic, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Whichever it was for you. So I was working through.
So how you feel about this showcase coming up? Put your lighters up. Make sure y'all come out, pop out, you know what I'm saying? April 21st, you know what I'm saying? 78 Saratoga.
At this point, I can't even feel the way, man. We do. Like,
that shit is like waking up, you know what I mean?
It's not always today.
We fuck shit up.
Smoke up.
Ain't gonna lie, sometimes we be fucking shit up too much. Maybe we be getting some complaints and shit, you feel me? But it's all
right. Niggas be complaining.
We still having the time of our lives.
Shout out to the cops. They pulled up
cops
three
pulled
times.
Up a few times to our shit. You know what I'm saying? Y'all doing? We burning the building down.
Because we got a feeling.
We burning the building down. Artists is tearing shit up. I'm always hyped for these showcases and these events, but it's because of y'all more. It's never because of us. I just be hyped to hear the music.
That's really why I do it, is to see y'all, cause I really fuck with everybody's talent. You know what I'm saying? That's a fact, bro.
Do you really?
Yeah. As you see, when I switch it up. When you might not see a certain artist no more, you know what I'm saying? You've been coming to all of them. You see, I try to switch it up. If it's somebody that I don't like their music or their performance that day, I might not have you on the next one. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't gonna lie, bro.
He ain't gonna say it though. He ain't gonna say it.
Nah, I'm not gonna name no names. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't either, but you probably know. Sometimes, bro.
I'm trying to think of who you talk about, but I don't
know. Nah, bro. Sometimes me and gang be sitting there like, nah, I know this nigga was smacking this lineup. Like, and then you know what's funny? Like, I'm not trying to make it obvious, but it's just like crowd interaction. It's like, a lot of people don't know how to move the crowd.
That's one thing that I'll be trying to improve each showcase because I see which artist moves the crowd and which one doesn't. You know what I'm saying? So I try to improve that during every showcase because I see that. You know what I'm saying? I want my showcase events for people to stand up from them chairs. You know what I'm saying?
Every performance.
Yeah, like that's why. Like that's why I brought her back. LA Diva, mm-hmm. La Diva. What's her name? That's her name. I be outside. No, it's straight cap. No.
Oh, scoot, that's my scoot. Bitch.
Yeah, she had everybody hyped. Yeah, you know
that's
what I'm saying?
That's my bitch. I ain't gonna lie.
You know what I'm saying? So I try to can't improve on that.
Crazy. Y'all, look, I try to go crazy. I don't be co-signing bitches.
She don't.
I don't. Yeah, not me. And she told me.
She told me. She said you're not. She said you're not.
She fired.
I was
said
like,
that
all
right. Shit. Yeah, cause it's like you gotta.
That's what my girl said that night about you. She was like, she fired. I was like, I told you.
You gotta know how to move that crowd, y'all. Like, it's just crazy. Like, but she had that shit on point. Like, shout out to her. I ain't gonna lie.
That's a
nigga
fact.
Said, nah, encore, run it back.
Yeah. Nigga said, run that shit.
Run that shit.
That was the Christmas one, right?
That was the Christmas one, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that was outside.
That was one of my favorite showcases, man. Just because everybody bought gifts and I was able to donate. I went to Woodhull and donated to the kids in there. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
Fire, man. We gonna
kids,
make that an
man.
Annual thing, man. Mm-hmm. But you got anything else specific that you really want to give to the people, Dally?
Oh man, like I'm thinking.
I want to ask you a question because we talked about it a little bit before we started. You say you used to teach a little bit.
Yeah.
Music.
Yeah.
I will say, I'm not going to say rap. I don't like putting people in a box genre wise.
Yeah.
You still do it or because your time is restricted?
Yeah.
Right? You know what I'm saying?
That's crazy because I got a song.
You know what I mean? So if you're not doing it right now, is that something you want to get back into doing? Like,
I'm always willing to mentor when it comes to music. Like, mm-hmm. I would never stop that. You get what I'm saying? I just don't have somebody that I'm mentoring right now.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? But as in, you know, all the programs and stuff like that, and, you know, teaching somebody cadence and taking them to the studio. Like,
right.
Yes, I would do that again. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Future references and outlooks, because you're still young, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You know, but just to have that on your mind and already experienced with it, you know, I was just wondering that because it's needed.
Yeah.
And there's so many kids now trying to rap and do music. I thought that, you know, need more of that.
I want to get into that too. I want to like do like internships and shit for kids that want to get into podcasts and shit.
Cause it's
like,
it's about to flood.
Yeah,
it's about to get crazy.
Yeah,
it's about to get crazy when this next young generation, whatever, 8 to 15, I'm gonna say, once they get into that 21, 22 age, mm-hmm. it's gonna be crazy.
Yeah, but y'all, I ain't stressing it. I already said it, cause I'm gonna have a baby, y'all, and my baby gonna be a singer.
There you go.
Because
I'm a rapper. It gotta be a singer.
Mm-hmm.
All you gonna be listening to is these smooth R&B tones.
Get a singing coach.
Have you out here?
Get it right early. That's a fact.
That's what. Oh, honestly, y'all. That's what I've been teaching myself too. Like vocal practice and shit like that. I've really been teaching myself that because I'm trying to get into like harmonizing better and shit. That's one thing I have been working.
I had a music teacher in alternative high school I was in that was a singing coach. And she said anybody could sing, you just have to be taught how, just like anything else.
Yeah.
It's not like some people are born with a gift, like Whitney Houston and shit like that,
yeah.
with that voice. But it's like anybody could be taught how to sing, to not sound horrible. You just don't know how to sing, you just sing it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, you know what I mean?
Mad off key.
Right,
off
key.
That
shit come from the gut.
It come
from your stomach. It don't come from your vocal cords.
When you singing in the shower and singing songs, you just singing. Like, nah, you got to.
Nah, niggas, you be thinking you sound like the fire nigga. Once that music go off, you still singing.
Nah, you know what I hate when you outside with your headphones on and you think you rapping ball for ball.
Nah, you're not ball for ball.
Looking at you like
what the fuck?
You are not. every five words.
Nigga missing words.
Fucking up. Nah, that's a
trying
fact.
To catch up.
Nah, that's a fact.
Yeah,
but that's why I fuck with Dally shit, you know what I'm saying? It's catchable, you know what I'm saying? She's not too super lyrical, miracle, you know what I'm saying? It's quotables. The songs is classic.
From this project, I see growth. That's what I was going to say too before we get up out of here. I see growth and you're not being stagnant mm-hmm. in one place. You're right. trying different things.
Like, right.
This is, I'm gonna be a real artist. You know what I'm saying? So I appreciate
this will be Voice of the Streets is just a classic. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah,
this project will be like a pivotal like shift. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? Where mm-hmm. we yeah, might like, see more of a. A mature type thing. You know what I'm
yeah, yeah.
I feel like this album brought out more vulnerability, mm-hmm. but also more matureness.
Because mm-hmm.
it was just most of the songs is just like, okay, yeah, I've been through hurt, I've been through pain, but it's just like walking away, y'all. But I ain't gonna lie, like I really have some songs I'm about to record, and them songs is about to top the whole Decisive project once I put them out. Those songs are the most emotional. Beautifully written songs I ever wrote in my life.
Mm.
So it's very, very emotional for me. But it's a big shift because I'm not as vulnerable on songs. Like that was probably like the most vulnerable where I got. Like I said, I had songs on this project that recently came out from years ago. Right. I just never put out, and now they're fully out. Fine. So the ones that I'm writing now is just like they're so. And it's just like I was just writing these songs, y'all, and I would cry every time I write them. Because it's really me tapping into my inner self. So it's like, it's deep, but I'm really ready for that. And I'm ready to go back to the studio.
Let's go.
I'm actually going to have like a little, like, you know, back at the spot we was recording at for the mm-hmm. video.
Yeah. That's the spot.
Y'all can, I'll let y'all know.
Shout out to my nigga Dollar Beat Knockers, you know what I'm saying?
Shout out to my son Dollar.
That's my nigga right there.
My son Dollar.
give him all your socials and everything they could catch you at, you know what I'm saying?
Everything is Dally Tyson, D-A-L-R Tyson.
You know what I'm saying? Tyson. Big Tyson.
Big Tyson.
Yeah,
right.
Y'all know what time it is,
little.
Man.
Not the little one. Y'all figure that out.
I'm going to take this out with a fun fact about me. Fun fact about Dally. I know how to play every instrument in the world.
That's crazy.
That's a fun fact.
Yo, so also, before you check us out, when you say this Big Tyson, not the little one, right?
Mm-hmm.
My girl was like, yo, so who the little one? I'm like, Mike.
No.
Mad drunk at the event. I'm like, Mike.
Mad. Listen, y'all.
I'm like, Mike. That nigga, Mad.
Yo, shout out to my son, Mike fucking Tyson. My fucking pops.
Right.
He's not my real dad, y'all, but he my dad. You feel me? I'll be micing niggas' ears off with these balls. Niggas don't even know.
Mm-hmm. So,
like, it is what it is, man.
There we go.
But no,
man.
When I say not the little one, I'm talking my little Tyson because my dog, his name is Gizmo Tyson. And he's my little bodyguard. Yeah. So it's Big Tyson, not the little
You gotta love an inside joke, bro.
See?
That's fire. Like, she never told me that.
Whoever don't see this shit, I ask me. I'll be like, she told me.
That shit about is funny, Mike. Yo, we about to get up out of here, man. Yo,
facts.
Thank you so much for popping
always,
out again, you know
always,
what I'm saying?
Darling.
You this your platform, you can pop out whenever the hell you
Whenever.
Want to, you know what I'm saying? So
listen, man. Shout out to Fry, shout out to Bizzle, shout out to Tony, man.
Mm-hmm.
Stay
Don't
tuned for this
night.
Song.
I got a feeling. The tonight we gonna get fucked up. That nigga, yo, Frosty be wildin', so that nigga nice, bro. He be wildin'.
Told you that's my guy, man.
That's my nigga right there.
So
for Dally Tyson, for Don Cole, it's D Week and Hippie, and y'all already know what we about to do. We about to get up out of here and try to smoke something.
He ate it so good, I'm about to catch a heat stroke. I turn him to a ghost, hit him with a deep throw. And if you break my heart, I'm crying in his rose. After that, I'ma swipe this pussy on his nose. And after that, baby.